It's Ash Wednesday today, Raven.
Okay.
You know, people always ask me, you may be religious, you may not be religious, but a lot of times when I go into Lent, it's like the 40 days of giving things up. And I feel like a lot of people have always say, oh, what are you giving up? Are you giving anything up? And it's been a long time since I did something and did it consistently for this time period.
Okay, so what is it going to be? Are you thinking about doing something? Do you have something in mind?
I don't. I always like default to the I'm going to have 12 cups of water a day because it's healthy for you.
Yeah, but you like water. You always are trying to have more water. That's not even fair.
Well, I know, but it's a challenge, so I always do that. I have this one girlfriend, Rita. Every year, she does the same thing with the quitting swearing.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts the rubber band around her wrist. And every time she swears, she like pulls it back and then it snaps when she says a bad word. I'll be on the phone with her a lot, and she'll say about, and she's constantly snapping, and then she swears because she did it, and then she catches herself, and then she's like, sugar plum fairy, ah!
Yeah.
You know? And I never understand. I go, if you just quit swearing around, like, the whole time of year, then you don't have to do this for 40 days. But she says it gives her an outlet, which doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to me.
I mean, it sounds like your friend actually likes a little bit of pain in their life. They want to punish themselves. They still want to do the things that they want to do, but they want to instantly have a clean slate, right? They don't want to carry around the guilt of like, oh, I swear a lot, or oh, I do this when I'm talking with people or whatever. They want to instantly get that, give back. It's like a reset button. 10 Hail Marys and you're forgiven, essentially.
So what do you think? Would you give something up? Have you ever done it successfully?
I mean, I've given up bad habits before, certainly. I feel like I've got a lot of bad habits nowadays, but they're primarily due to diet and things like that. I mean, if I'm going to give something up, I'm probably looking to give it up permanently, not just for 40 days. You know, I'm Lutheran, so I think we get a pass on this one.
You think so?
I mean, nobody's ever asked me to give up anything.
Goosefather.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Amy Linus is from fitbodyvibe.com. Amy, I look at your pictures all the time. You are a bodybuilder. You are like super toned, super in fit, obviously. Do you get on the scale every day? Because I've done some diets where, well, I'll tell you what diet it is. Like Noom says you should weigh yourself every single day. I've had people tell me weigh yourself every single day. But what I've realized is when I do that, it makes me sad inside. But,
oh, yeah. The scale will make you cry.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? Do you think it's a necessary evil?
I don't personally. I don't think it's a necessary evil unless you can actually have a body composition done and actually see where the weight is. Because we are going to fluctuate. And whether you slept last night and on the schedule that you guys are on, I mean, you're up so early. So the fluctuations are going to be there and it will drive you crazy.
Who needs a scale? I can always tell just basically by my belt loop or how my pants are fitting. If I've got jeans that are all of a sudden I got to, you know, kind of suck it in to button them, then I know that there's an issue. If my belt is one loop down, then I know that there's a big problem right now.
That's a pretty good gauge.
I used to have that, but not anymore, because now, like, since the pandemic, I feel like I don't wear as many jeans or, like, really fitted clothes.
Belt stretch. Yeah, belt stretch, too.
Amy, so when you go to the doctor's office and they make you get on that scale, do you have to? Because I heard a rumor that you can reject that.
You can reject it, Anna, but I'll tell you, every time I get on it, they look at me like I have 10 heads. They're like, you should be obese. Based on my BMI, I should be, because I'm a lot heavier. I just have a lot more dense, lean muscle mass on my frame than somebody who should be my height, age, and weight.
Wait a minute. What do I say when people say I have high BMI? I have high, dense body. What do I say?
Instead of saying
you're like,
big
I
bone.
Have a lot of lean mass on this frame.
Yes, I'm very lean-masted.
Yes, I'm lean-masted. I am not big-boned. I am lean-masted. I have a lot of lean, dense, lean muscle mass on this body.
So from a professional's point of view, what would be the major tips that you think that should be the gauge of how you're doing health-wise?
Yeah, how you're doing health-wise. So make sure you're getting ample rest. Make sure you're eating nutritious meals, not skipping meals, not starving yourself, and a little bit of exercise. It goes a long way. And drinking your water, staying very hydrated.
Want to check out Amy for yourself? Head to fitbodyvibe.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's that thing that drives you crazy? You just got to get it off your chest. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. You fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Anna, if you leave your car running outside on the curb for like 20 minutes instead of just parking it like a normal person and going into whatever store you're going to, that's all I need to know about you. And I'm going to take this a step further.
Okay.
If you're the person who's bringing somebody to the grocery store and you're dropping them off, And I don't care if they're going in for one item or two items or whatever. We all know that when you go to the grocery store, that's going to take you at least 5 to 10 minutes or whatever. Circle the parking lot at the very least. You're already not supposed to pull up and drop people off. What are you doing? Get out of the way.
When people leave their car running and they run into a store, I always think, like, aren't they afraid someone's going to steal their car?
Like, I feel like they want somebody to steal it. Like, right? That's what they're asking for, right?
It's so strange to me. I'm like, gosh, like, you must have so much more faith in humanity than I do that you think that no one's going to come right in, hop in, and just take off.
I feel like, honestly, some people are out there, they're just like, please take it. Please take it. You know that time where you're like, I still need this car. I'm still paying for this car. It's still financed, so it's insured and all that. But you've fallen out of love in your car at that point, and you just wish that something would happen. Some sort of change would come.
Yeah, but that dropping off and waiting for people in front of the grocery store drives me crazy, too. It's like, what are you doing? Like, do a lap.
And then you look at everybody else that's walking in and out of the place like they're a jerk when they, you know, they've got to pivot around your car. I mean, it's nonsense. Go inside.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you put product stickers on your car, that's all I need to know about you.
Like what?
Yeah, you know, like corporate, the Apple sticker.
Oh,
you know,
this drives me insane. Yeah. I saw somebody the other day, Anna. They had a Yeti sticker on their car. A Yeti sticker next to an Apple sticker, as a matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about it. And, you know, you always see people stick families or place that they go. If you go to Disney or I see your family's got the little ears or something, that's one thing. Telling me you like Apple computers is probably not necessary. The Yeti, it's my favorite thermos cup that I have. There's no reason I need to wear a jersey for it. I don't
unless
need a sticker for it.
Paying you. So I have been hearing lately that companies are paying regular people to put this stuff on their cars, and they're getting paid for it. And not for nothing. You pay me money to put something on my car, I'm going to put it on the car.
No, but you're talking about like a wrap. I mean, if somebody's going to wrap their vehicle, yes, you'll pay me for that. This is a 5-inch sticker that somebody's put on their window that came in their box with their thermos, the same way it came in your box and my box and everybody else's. Great. You think it's a good cup. I'm excited for you. What is that?
But listen, Snickers, Doritos.
A Snickers bumper sticker. That's what you need.
You pay me $25 a week, I will proudly put that on the back of my car.
Nobody is paying this person. You are right, sir. That's all I need to know about them.
Why is it trending? Top three things trending right now and why. Up first, Wheel of Fortune. Raven, they're calling it the most pathetic 2 minutes of Wheel of Fortune history. On the board, it reads, another feather in your, and then it's a three-letter word. The second letter is A, the third letter is P, and this is what happened.
A fall.
Okay.
Another feather in your hat. Another feather in your lap.
No.
Another feather in your map?
You want to solve this?
Yeah, I'll solve. Another feather in your cap.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Put us out of our misery. You know, this happens more often than people think. If you still watch Wheel of Fortune, I watch it almost nightly there. And the truth is what's happening is the writers' phrases, they're aging out. All right. Yeah. I mean, the contestants are younger now. The contestants are in their 20s. They're in their 30s from time to time. And they don't know a lot of these old school phrases. And that works great for the show when it's final Wheel of Fortune, when it's the last thing and they're going to give away $50,000 or they're not. But sometimes it's just so frustrating if you're sitting at home and you're like, wait a minute, I'm old. I remember saying that, or I remember my mom saying that, or whatever.
Truthfully, I thought it was another feather in your hat, too.
Oh,
I didn't know it was in your cap.
You
I did. I guess I fall into that younger category. I'll take that and run with it.
That's terrible.
Also trending, State of the Union, which happened last night with President Joe Biden. Here's what it sounded like.
I say to the Russian oligarchs and the corrupt leaders who bilk billions of dollars off this violent regime, no more. We're joining with European allies to find and seize their yachts, their luxury apartments, their private jets. He has no idea what's coming.
You know, I might be crazy, but I saw something on the internet that said we're going to be able to buy those yachts.
Really?
I mean, if you really want me to get behind some sort of movement, right? Capture those yachts and then hand them out to regular Joes.
Yes. What do they call them? Oligarchs?
Oligarchs.
I was like, that's a cool word. Oligarchs?
You know what? I don't know. I know that they're the rich people that have influence, and a lot of them are friends with that guy over there. That's what I know.
I don't approve of anything Russia does, but I definitely approve of the term oligarchs and would also like to use that. I was like, that's a cool word for really, really rich people. Oligarchs. Right? I'm probably saying it wrong.
I guess so. Right. I guarantee that we are.
And also trending, Dr. Seuss. Happy birthday, Dr. Seuss. It is National Read Across America Day, which my favorite story ever.
You're going to tell that story?
Yep, real quickly. Raven and I were asked to read at a children's elementary school for Read Across America Day, Dr. Seuss's birthday. And
We love to do that, by the way.
We do. And we go, and I had grabbed a book off my daughter's shelf. Now, she loved Dr. Seuss. I always just bought Dr. Seuss books.
I never read the whole collection. Right.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's called the Butter Battle Book. And we went there, and I'm reading it, and Raven's giving me this look. It's about straight war.
Yeah, it's about like genocide and like all. I mean, it's absolutely horrific, is what it is. And again, you know, you just grabbed any book. You were like, oh, let's grab one that we're not familiar with, thinking it'd be a nice surprise. And it was a nice surprise.
It was not. Right. And the teachers knew. They were giving us a look, like kind of like a half smile. But I kept going because I go, there's going to be a happy ending. It's Dr. Seuss. Guess what?
Nope.
There's no happy ending in the Butter Battle Book. There's not.
And that's why we had to finish that one, though. I mean, you still have to find out where the story goes at that point. And then you figured out why some people canceled them. But you know what? Either way, it was an interesting day.
Sure was.
Does anybody have any questions?
No questions.
We're out of here.
Yeah. People are giant liars on the internet, Raven.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
I was, going through my Twitter account, and the Food Network had tweeted, tell us, when you're pressed for time in the kitchen, what's the quickest dinner you cook? Which seems like such a innocent, normal thing to say, right?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. And I was curious, because I'm always looking for fast things to make at night, you know, when you're tired and you don't feel like making a full-out dinner. So I'm looking for, quick frittatas, eggs, things that you can make like super fast, 15 minutes or less. Sue B writes on Twitter, salmon, saffron, jasmine rice, and sauteed spinach. Get out of here. When I think 15 minutes, I don't think let me bust out the salmon. What are you talking about? Right?
Come on.
Rabina wrote coconut Thai soup. Now, in her defense, I don't know how to make coconut Thai soup, so maybe it only takes 10 minutes. But again, that seems something like if I have to crack a coconut, I don't even know where to buy a coconut.
Right. I mean, you're going to need some sort of saw. It's going to take a whole amount of time for you. I mean, we're not versed in these things.
And Kyle wrote chicken pot pie. Now, I don't know much about chicken pot pie except I take it out of the freezer and I put it in the oven.
Right. It's got to bake, right?
Right. Doesn't it have to cook for 45 minutes to an hour? What are you talking about? It takes 15 minutes is what it takes to preheat the oven before I put the chicken pot pie in.
And again, that's just a frozen one. I mean, if he was making that from scratch, that's hours of time.
Got to cut the chicken. Oh, gosh. Raven, if you are for real making a meal, a dinner in 15 minutes or less, what are you making?
Well, I mean, that's all my meals because anything that I'm making, I'm not a cook, number one. Number two, I don't like to waste time eating. It's one of my biggest things. If you've ever seen me eat, I'm like a savage, really, when I'm in there. Boxed mac and cheese, and it could be the powder or the squeeze. I'm good with that. I'm fast on both of those. Anything that can be fashioned into a sandwich. Yesterday, that meant Ritz crackers and squeeze cheese.
Ew.
Well, my wife was out shopping, so while she was gone, there was no food in the house, and then no watchful eyes upon me. So I will just make anything into a sandwich. That's typically those are my wheelhouse right there, you know.
Yeah. What is your go-to meal? You have to make dinner. You've got 15 minutes. You don't feel like slaving over the stove. What is it? For real. Don't be a liar. 1-800-330-9999. Sienna Raven.
Well, I mean, I always hear people hating to chop onions and garlic. And they think, if you have to do that, then you're already in for it. And it's going to take way too long. But my go-to meal is just spaghetti bolognese. You chop some garlic, you chop an onion, you saute it in the pan, you put the meat in, you put the sauce in, boil the noodles, and season it up, and it's done. I mean, I grew up on it. I have it at least once a week. Super easy, and it's great.
I had bolognese this weekend. You're telling me you can make bolognese in 15 minutes or less? I mean, come on.
Yep. I mean, the sauce needs to simmer for longer than that. It's got to collect all the juices in them. But I can make myself a mean pasta with butter.
I know you will.
15 minutes.
I know you will. You were 8 years old.
And I say it's for the kids, but I'll tell you, I'll make a whole pound of it, and it'll be my dinner, too. And it'll taste good. Put a little Parmesan cheese right on top. I'm a happy girl.
Full stick of butter. Throw it right in there.
100%. It's a busy work night. You've got 15 minutes to cook dinner and get it on the table. You don't want to spend any more time than that. What are you making? 1-800-330-9999. Food Network tweeted, what's your go-to quick dinner? And I was like, oh, it seems like such a simple question, but like, people are such liars. Like, salmon, tilapia. And I'm like, get out of here. Like, when I'm making something quick, I'm thinking like eggs and buttered noodles. I'm not thinking like, oh, let me go bust out the seafood shelf.
Could be cereal for me, Anna, any meal of the day.
Yeah, but sometimes you want like something for real, like a real dinner. Now, Rocco wrote on our Facebook page, steak or chicken fajitas. Now, in theory, you can make those quickly if you don't have to chop the vegetables. And I always battle this because when you go to the grocery store, you know, they have the pre-cut section. They have the pre-cut peppers. But I always say, am I the lazy person that pays the extra $2 because I don't want to cut the peppers? And you know what I've realized?
What's that?
The answer is yes. I am that person.
At least
so
if there's
sad.
No, if there's no witnesses anyways, right?
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you make in 15 minutes or less?
So in my house, we eat this all the time. It's called shakshuka, and it's really easy to make. You can make it better if you have more time, but it's super easy. You can get a jar of like really thick, good tomato sauce, pour it in the frying pan, crack a couple eggs in it, and you can put, we call it refrigerator Velcro, because you can put any leftovers, leftover green beans, frozen spinach, drop a little bit of cheese in there. You put the lid on, the eggs set a little bit, and you have a really good thick tomato stew when it's done after 15 minutes.
It sounds yummy to me with some fresh bread. You dip it right in there. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Fresh bread over some rice, whatever you want. It goes with everything.
This will come as no surprise to you, Anna. If you put anything over rice or give me some fresh bread with it, I'll eat it no matter what it is. So it doesn't matter.
Anna and Raven, what can you make in 15 minutes for dinner?
This one is easy. All right. So boil some pasta while you're steam fresh bagging a bag of broccoli. Take some of that grilled chicken that already comes in the bag, Purdue already made, and heat that up at the same time. Throw them all in the pot together once the pasta's done with a jar of Bertolli Alfredo. Done.
I've never had a jar of pre-made pasta in my life. Like a jar of sauce.
Wow.
Never in my life. I can't imagine.
Listen, I'm half Italian. Bertolli's Alfredo is legit.
That's a legit one.
Don't give me Prego, though. Prego and all that stuff is ketchup in a jar.
You've never had a pre-made sauce in your life. Wow.
Never in my life. Never. If my mom even like saw that in my pantry, I think she'd have a nervous breakdown.
That's Italian privilege right there. You're privileged. You know that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Raven, your 15-minute meal. What's your go-to?
Hi, definitely grilled cheese. Grilled cheese and probably soup.
Grilled cheese is good.
Listen.
But I never like the soup accompaniment, so I go two grilled cheese, and then after I'm like, that was too much cheese.
First of all, that could never be too much cheese, number one.
Yeah.
And you know what? Listen, it's easy peasy.
Are you aware that some people do it with mayonnaise? Do you do it butter or mayonnaise?
I don't do it with mayonnaise. I use butter.
Right, because this is America.
Butter, sometimes tomatoes. Do you like it with mayonnaise?
I mean, I'll eat it either way. If you put a grilled cheese in front of me, I'll eat it either way. We tried it that one time.
Yeah, we tried it with the mayonnaise, and it was okay, but it can't hold a stick to butter. See what I did?
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
That was terrible. Thank you.
Everything's better with butter, right?
That's right. Thank
everything.
You. And Ann Raven, 15-minute meal. What are you making?
I make awesome reservations. I did tell you that.
Right. You can do that in less than 15 minutes. You're right.
The Food Network tweeted out, what do you make for a quick dinner? And people are filthy liars on the internet. They're talking about making fish soup and just a quick tilapia. There's no such thing. We're looking for real-world solutions here.
Yeah, anything that I have to slice a lemon for or get the zest of something, come on. That's not happening quick.
What do you make in 15 minutes or less for dinner? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
Got to keep it simple. Throw some bacon in a frying pan and make some BLTs. You can never go wrong with bacon.
Yes, BLTs are a good choice. They're a very good choice. But then I have to deal with my dogs wanting all of it. I mean, they're just under my feet the entire time. Dad, drop something.
Blame them, it's bacon.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. You know, you're right.
But you always have to have fresh bread on hand because nothing is worse than a delicious BLT on Wonder Bread.
I mean, but the proper toasting, even a BLT wrap is good. You know what I mean? The essence is the bacon. You are correct.
Anna and Raven, what do you make in 15 minutes or less?
Tacos. I get ground beef. While it's browning, I chop onions and garlic. I throw a jar of salsa, mango salsa or something like that. I open a jar of beans. I rinse it. I put on the table and 5 minutes rice, chop some salad.
Now you're getting crazy.
Done.
You had me until chopping the salad.
I'm going for the chicken tacos lately, though. I've been having chicken tacos a lot.
Really? So I read this article that we think that we're being healthier by eating the chicken tacos, but that's not true. For real.
Well, I mean, if you get them from Taco Bell, I don't think it's much true.
Okay. All right.
You know, but if you get them, like, you know, if you make them, I think that, you know, it's a good choice.
For real. Turkey burgers are fake, too. They think that they're less calories, and they're not.
Cauliflower pizza I actually just discovered yesterday, also fake. Super high in sodium.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Quickest dinner you can cook in 15 minutes.
I would say the quickest go-to for me is like a vegetable stir fry. I'm a veggie eater. I love broccoli. I love mushrooms, onions. I just chop them up real quick, or I even just break them up. I just break the broccoli off the stalk, and then I just throw it in the pan. I don't even bother steaming it. You just put a little olive oil, maybe a little butter. You just put the pan lid on top, kind of steam it while it's cooking. The broccoli, as far as the broccoli goes, and then just mushroom, onions. I mean, basically whatever else you got in your fridge. I mean, you just kind of like just a conglomerate of stuff. Throw it in there. Just saute it. Trader Joe's has some brown rice that you can throw in the microwave. That's like 2 or 3 minutes. And then you're done.
Stop me here, Anna, if you don't feel the way I do. But I feel like every phone call we're getting, these are the best meals they've ever made in their life. They're not their 5 second meals. I mean, where's the person with the bowl of cereal? All right. Where's the person with the cup of ramen? You're stir frying up, man, with fresh veggies, and you're searching your fridge for whatever else you got in there. All right, celebrity chef. This ain't no chop show. Come on.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, when I think quick dinners, I got to make something in 15 minutes. Never once am I like, what vegetables do I have?
Right.
You know?
All right, let's take stock, everybody. You're a filthy liar, sir, but it sounds delicious.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You have 15 minutes. What are you cooking for dinner?
I'm just making some hot dogs. I can throw them in the microwave, and I'm done in 2 minutes.
Oh, wait a minute. Time out. Hold on.
Microwave hot dog is cheating.
It's nasty.
Right? Okay.
Right? Like, you either have to put it on the grill, or you have to boil them, or put them in the air fryer, which is also delicious. But the microwave is the worst way.
Yeah, zombie apocalypse, International Space Station, stuff like that. That's places where it's acceptable to have a hot dog that was microwaved.
Yes.
And you're pressed for time. Anywhere else, I mean, you've got to put that thing to flame.
We don't talk a whole lot of politics, but if you watched the State of the Union last night, let's all be on the same page. People are wild. Those people are wild.
It's true. They really do. They go in there and they act crazy, and they act so much weirder than they used to act, it feels like. You know, like,
yes.
You know, like when you would used to see one of those YouTube commercials or, you know, YouTube clip or whatever of some, like, you know, parliament getting into a fist fight somewhere else, you know, other side of the world. There's sometimes I see that now and I think to myself, this is almost better. Like that would be easier, right? Then we would have a clear-cut, divisive, you know, there would be a decision made in these situations.
All I kept thinking was, like, I wonder if they close the open bar during the actual State of the Union.
No. Oh, during the actual address itself,
yes.
Right.
Yeah, to me, it was like a toss-up. It's like, do they think they're at, like, a stand-up comedy show or a college football game, you know?
Right.
All right, let's start with President Biden getting booed for attacks on the Trump-era tax cuts.
Unlike the $2 trillion tax cut passed in the previous administration that benefited the top 1% of Americans, the American Rescue Plan helped working people and left no one behind.
What is happening? Just booing and yelling and then clapping?
There is no way that any person in that room is as enthusiastic when they clap about anything whatsoever. I mean, I hope to be that excited about anything on the planet, Anna Zapp. Like, you know, it's basically going to be like, you know, the birth of your first child.
Yes.
Winning the Powerball. Uh-huh. Or if you stepped on the moon and you were the first to do it.
Yeah. It gets better because what do you think shouldn't have happened at the State of the Union with the President of the United States of America? How about a heckler? No, it wasn't somebody that came out, like, you know, like sometimes they come in through the back door and they got past security and they have like a sign that they hold up. No, he got heckled by Representative Bohart. Here it is.
Headaches, numbness, dizziness, a cancer that would put them in a flag-draped coffin. 13. One of those One of those soldiers is my son, Major Bo Biden.
Do you think that he can hear what they're saying when he's up there on the stage?
I can only picture this as a former stand-up comedian myself. Like, it's one
All
of
you
those
see
things,
is lights, right?
Yeah, you see lights, but everyone, but you hear it. You hear everything that's happening, and you're aware of it. So now it's like, does he acknowledge it, or does he just stick to the script? And Biden, he sticks to the script. But then it's the wild applause that makes me laugh, too, because that State of the Union was like an hour. If they just let the guy talk, it probably would be like 13 minutes because they don't let him finish a thought. Right. Here he is talking about funding the police.
That's why the Justice Department has required body cameras, banned chokeholds, and restricted no-knock warrants for its officers. We should all agree the answer is not to defund the police. It's to fund the police.
And there's a lot of people screaming and clapping right there that were saying the exact opposite 3 weeks ago. But hey, State of the Union. That was
it
a
happened.
Good time, right?
Yep. What was too expensive that you decided just to do it yourself? 1-800-330-9999. Rick Ross is a rapper. He's recently really gotten into farming. And when he decided that he needed to take down 10 trees on his property, he ran into a problem that I think a lot of us have.
Morning glory, I'm up early this morning and I just got my estimate. I got like 10 trees I want to cut down. Told me $1,000 a tree. For 10 trees, that's $10,000. I just told my homie, you go to Home Depot and you go get me the biggest saw there is with a big chain. I'm going to cut the trees down. You heard me?
I love that. Calling Rick Ross a farmer, I'm not sure if that's accurate, but I mean, he does have a huge, expansive property and he does have an estate. And this is what it sounded like. They were big trees. Now, to be fair, one thing to keep of note, if you're thinking about cutting down the trees in your neighborhood right now after getting a high estimate, is that he doesn't have any other houses around there. It's just a big, open, expansive property. So his trees aren't really in danger of falling on anything.
We have one tree that splits our property with the neighbors behind us. They will not chip in to take down that tree. That tree is dead. It is a threat. Every time there's a storm, I look at it and I just pray to God that today's not the day it comes down. But you want to know what? What are you going to do? Yeah. Like, you're like, you know, I wish my husband would just go out there with a chainsaw and take it down.
It costs what it costs, Rick Ross. I mean, $1,000 a tree really wasn't all that bad. But I get it. You know, you see a bill there and you're like, you know what? I could do this. I'd do it myself. I'd do that all the time.
Yeah, what was too expensive that you decided just to do it yourself? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Painting. I painted my whole entire upstairs of my house.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to throw up right now. Anna, I think you know how I feel about this. There are very few things that I won't do myself. Like, I've done it all. I've put my hands on dirty things. I've put myself in danger. I've been on the roof. I've crawled under things. But I ain't messing with painting ever again in my life. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I will ever paint the interior of a house again in my lifetime.
My husband does it. It takes him forever, too. Actually, how long has our kitchen been done, Raven?
I don't know. Is it done now?
Yeah, our kitchen is done. It's been done for, I would say, at least 6 or 7 months. But he's painted everything except the ceiling for some reason. He like, well, it's like too much to do the
it's
ceiling
the edging.
Again.
It's the edging, man. Gosh. It will just drive you crazy because if it's not perfect, I am going to see that mistake the rest of my life. How are your lines? Did you use tape or did you go freehand?
I learned the hard way. I went freehand and my OCD is kicking in almost every day.
That's the thing. I can't see somebody else's mistakes. A stranger's mistakes, I don't even see them. It might take me years to see them. My mistake, I know where it is. It is going to be on my mind every time I walk into the room. I'm a crazy person. Excuse me.
Yeah, no, I same thing in my kitchen. I've got like this one edge that doesn't match up. I don't know why my husband pointed it out to me. Now, every time I walk through the kitchen, it's the first thing I see.
It's all you see.
Yeah. Do you ever get a price estimate to do something? And you're like, wait a minute. I could definitely do this myself. What was it? What was too expensive that you just decided, you know what? I'm going to do it. 1-800-330-9999. Dan and Raven.
Cleaning the gutters. Two gutters. They wanted $350. I'm a 59-year-old woman. I climbed down the ladder. In 20 minutes, I cleaned my own gutters.
I tell you what. You know what? You want to come over? I'll give you $100 to clean my gutters. All right? I've done my gutters plenty of times, but it's still a pain in the butt. But
it's
I pay
scary.
You $100.
I can't believe you got up there. It's terrifying to me to go up there and do the gutters.
You know, I'm afraid of heights, but I refuse to pay $350 to clean two gutters that took 20 minutes.
And Ann Raven, what was the job you got a quote for? You're just like, nope, too expensive, doing it myself.
Cleaning up the leaves in the fall.
We have cut down every tree on our property. And please don't judge me because I love trees. I really do. But our house is ringed by 100-foot trees. I don't know what it is because it was the same in our old neighborhood too, but our yard is like a wind tunnel. We get everybody's leaves. The people next to me, they have a wooded lot. They don't cut down their trees, so they don't do the leaves. They don't care. Guess where all those leaves go? Right in my yard. Oh.
Same thing in my front yard. We do not have a tree in our front yard. However, every fall, we have a foot-tall tile of leaves.
Oh, do you bag them, or do you just, like, push them back into the road? What do you do?
We get them to our driveway, and then we got to call somebody to come and take them away.
Oh, my gosh. Right. The job isn't even over then at that point. It's a big job.
Raven, I know, but they want to charge us $1,800 to pick up the leaves in the yard.
Because it's a big job.
I'm not paying that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Raven, tell me again how much you love trees.
I mean, I love them. I mean, I'm not like against the trees or anything, you know.
But you murdered everyone in your yard.
I mean, I loved them until I became a homeowner, and then I was like, let's clear cut this thing. And Ann Raven, what was the job you got the estimate for? And you were just like, nope, too expensive, doing it myself.
Well, I didn't get the estimate because I knew it was going to be way too expensive. But the garbage disposal decided to start spewing out water and debris underneath my sink. And I asked maintenance where I live to come in and take a peek to see if I needed to get a plumber or not. And they looked at me and said, oh, no, you're going to need a plumber unless you have a guy friend or something.
Oh, so, that was it. Threw down the sexist remark, and you were like, here we go.
Yep, and I got down on my knees, looked a little closer, did a little research online, went to Home Depot and paid less than $2 for a new gasket to put in the pipe and fix it myself.
Booyah! Nice. Get some.
Well done.
No one's going to tell me I need a guy.
That's right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was too expensive? You said it yourself.
For me, it's mani-pedis. I will not go into the salon. I don't understand why it costs so much money when a bottle of nail polish is like $5.
You know, during the pandemic, when there was no other options, everybody became such an expert at doing their nails. And I remember being like, I could do this. Like, me and the kids would paint each other's nails and it was fun. But the minute I could go back, I ran back full force.
Mm-hmm.
I give you a lot of credit for doing that.
To me, it's money well spent. It just as a guy, when you go in, I tell my friends when I advise them, listen, tell them you want the basic. And then every question they ask you from then for the next hour while you're in there, just say no thank you. No thank you. No thank you. Because if not, you're going to walk out. You're going to spend $150.
I love it. Raven loves getting pedicures.
Love them.
I think it's the strangest thing in the whole world. I like that you're advising your friends to go get manis and pedis. Tom, you know what you got to do, Tom? Go right down the street.
Guys should be comfortable enough with themselves to get their feet done.
Don't get the Claire. Just tell them you want buff.
No, I mean, the green tea is awesome, but you don't need to add on, all right? The honey sugar mix, it's just going to cost you another $8. Don't do it.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Ben and Catherine. Catherine, what's going on?
So my daughter broke up with her boyfriend. She's in theater, you know, the drama. So now she wants to quit, to keep it short. Now she wants to quit theater. And I think it's okay if she doesn't want to do it, if she feels like it's too stressful. I'm all for mindfulness. If she thinks it's going to be too much for her, go ahead, drop out, leave it. It's okay. My darling husband, on the other hand, doesn't think it's a good idea. And we just cannot come to some type of equilibrium here.
Wait, so how are the two related? Were they in theater together or something? Is he going to kiss the understudy?
That's exactly why she's quitting theater. Her ex-boyfriend is in the same class. And I think they're even going to be in a play together. That's why she wants out, and that's what she's hiding from. Because she can't face up to it. It's the complete wrong message. You don't run and hide from stuff.
Oh.
And it's a bad way. It's not the right path to take as far as, I don't know, as far as becoming a person that can face up to problems. You don't just quit. No way.
Seemed like such a great idea when they were doing Romeo and Juliet, right? And everything was fantastic.
Yeah.
And now clouds are on the horizon. And how can I be on stage with this person? Oh, juicy.
Is she into theater or did she just do theater because he was doing it?
He was doing it, right? Good question.
in my opinion, she's into it, you know, and that's a gigantic reason not to walk away from it just because of that. You know, it's like you just have to face up to it, and it's going to make her stronger in the long run. You don't set that path where you walk from things when they get tough. You just don't.
Honey, you really haven't been listening. Honestly, she's in a weird spot. I mean, we talked about this just the other night. She was saying that she did like it, but she really just joined it just to spend more time with him, although she is growing to like it. So you can't really say it's like a passion of hers. He was kind of really driving the interest. That's what I got from it.
I don't know, though, because, you know, when you think about this in social circles, Anna, I want to picture you watching this on the OC or the Outer Banks or anything like that, all right? Mm-hmm. And there's some sort of breakup between the high school sweethearts and one of them walks away from something they were doing. That, to me, looks like you've given the other person a power over it. It may very well be that she's just bored with it at this point and doesn't want to deal with it, but...
And the only reason why she was doing it is no longer a thing, so
right,
why keep
but,
doing it?
But then when you walk away, right? I mean, what is everybody else's perception of it? As if that matters? I'm not sure. I'm just saying.
Unfortunately, it does matter. And that's what sucks in life, but it does matter. And everybody will view what she does and how she behaves, and they're going to penalize her for it. You know, how she looks.
I actually agree with Ben. I think that, like, you started the year, you got to finish the school year doing theater. You don't want to do it next year, then cool, don't do it next year. But you have to finish it off what you've started. But I don't know, this isn't really a passion of hers and she doesn't want to do it anyway, and now she's broken up with him, why are you going to torture the girl? Let's see what the audience has to say. If you agree with Ben, then she stays and she finishes the school year in theater. If you agree with Catherine, then she quits. She only was doing it for him. They're not a thing anymore, and it's painful, and she doesn't want to go.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Ben and Catherine have a 16-year-old daughter who just broke up with her boyfriend. Now, they both take theater drama after school. Well, now she wants to quit. She says, like, I don't really love it anyway, and, like, I don't want to have to look at his face every day. I understand that. So Catherine is like, yeah, all right, you want to quit? Go ahead and quit. But Ben disagrees.
Listen, I'm all about people making their own decisions, no question about it. But Dad is like, this is just going to be bad for her. Number one, it teaches her nothing about perseverance. And number two, and I tend to agree, is that, you know, the rest of the school is watching. The rest of the people are watching. Is that a reason to make certain decisions? No. But is it a place to show some strength? He believes it is.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on the husband's side. I mean, she's very young, and to give up on something she might be developing an interest in, she could change the whole trajectory of her life by just walking away from this birthday she may not even remember in 20 years. So I'm on his side.
You know, it sounds drastic to some, but I agree with you. I think you're right.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I quit early on that I'm like, why did I quit that? It could have been a future.
Right.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Ben and Catherine's 16-year-old daughter broke up with her boyfriend, and as you can imagine, it's very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of dramatics, they both take theater together, and they do drama after school, and now their daughter wants to quit.
Yeah, Ben doesn't think that's a good idea. He says, listen, at the very least, I understand that it could be uncomfortable for you when you're in these classes, but how do you know that you really just want to give up on this thing right at this moment? It's not a good look. You committed to something. You really should see it through, even if you're going to be in a play with your ex. I mean, this is part of what real life will be like in the future.
But Catherine says she never loved theater anyway. She did it to be with him. Like, why is she going to torture herself to keep going through with it? What do you think? What would you let your kid do? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm actually on his side. But if you look at it, what do the actors do? If they don't like their co-partner, they still got to pretend they like it.
Mm-hmm.
And they suffer through the scene. They suffer through the movie or the performance.
That's right. The show must go on, right?
Yeah, the show must go on. She's got to do what she's got to do. If you don't like it, fine. After you finish the year...
You should hear how many times Anna tells me she's a great actress.
I'm a great actress. Fantastic.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on Dad's side on this one. I have four daughters, and I think she needs to stick it out until the end of the year. She made a commitment, whatever the reason was that brought her there.
Yeah. I tend to agree with Mom, you know, and I know, Anna, usually you would too. If you commit to something, you've got to finish it. It's the things that are difficult that we learn the most from. On the other hand, we also know, too, though, at some point, sometimes things get detrimental.
Yeah, I mean, but as long as she's safe and she's not being bullied and all that, I mean, she's got to finish. She has to finish the year. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I think they need a compromise. I think they need to tell her that it would be a good idea if she stayed with theater for another 3 weeks. After that, she can decide what she wants to do. But in the end, they don't really have as much power over their teenage daughter as they might think they do. And she's got to stop doing what she wants.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Ben, our audience agreed with you. She started the year. She has to finish the year.
Cool. You know what? I kind of feel bad that she has to, but there's just no way around it. You know, you got to face up. You got to face up to tough things sometimes, and that's what she's got to do.
You know, I tend to agree with you, but, you know, Kat, I also see your side, too, here. Is I would keep an eye on this and keep the sympathy going here. You know how it is. Teenagers, what is the terrible thing that's happening to them right at that moment could be nothing in a week. Maybe if she toughs out a couple more classes, a couple more rehearsals or whatever, she's going to feel better about it. Maybe the understudy catches her eye. I mean, who knows? But on the other hand, you know, if in a week or two she's really feeling like she's being a prisoner to this thing, then I think I would change my vote. I got to go with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Best of luck, guys.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,100 thanks to Discover Card. If you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all your cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Hey, Kate, you ready to play?
Hello, good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, you got it. Good luck, Kate.
Thank you.
Okay. Raven's walking out of here. When that studio door closes, he can't hear us. It's soundproof in here. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one, and then I'll bring him back and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Hulk Hogan announced his divorce from his second wife and explained the pictures on his social media were of his new girlfriend. What are the Hulk Hogan fans called?
Hulkamaniacs.
Number 2, March is Women's History Month. Who was the first woman appointed to the Supreme Court? Hint, it was by Ronald Reagan.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Number 3, happy birthday, Dr. Seuss. It's National Read Across America Day. What was Dr. Seuss's real name?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Number 4, Sylvester Stallone addressed the question as to who would win in a fight, Rocky or Rambo. He wouldn't pick a winner, but he said, and I quote, "Final result is neither man will ever be the same." What came out first, Rocky or Rambo?
Rambo.
And number 5, Simon Leviev is being sued by the Real Diamond family that he pretends to be part of. His scamming ways are featured on what Netflix documentary?
Who was it? Simon who?
Simon Leviev.
Oh. Billions.
Okay, let's bring Raven back in.
That was horrible.
It wasn't great, Kate. It wasn't.
Yo!
All right, Kate only got 1 right.
Oh, not too good, Kate. Let's see how I do.
Number 1. Hulk Hogan announced his divorce from his second wife and explained the pictures on his social media were of his new girlfriend. What are Hulk Hogan fans called?
Hulkamaniacs.
Yes.
What are you going to do, brother?
Number 2.
That's the one we got right.
Yeah. March is Women's History Month. Who was the first woman appointed to the Supreme Court? Hint, it was by Ronald Reagan.
I'll just take a shot and say RBG.
No, Sandra Day O'Connor.
Sorry, Sandra.
Yep. Number 3. Happy birthday, Dr. Seuss. It's National Read Across America Day. What was Dr. Seuss's real name?
His real name is Theodore.
Yeah, what's his last name?
Isn't it Suzel or Suzel?
It's Geisel. Close, but no cigar.
Suzel Geisel. Seuss
Number,
Geisel.
Oh, you're not doing good either. Number 4, Sylvester Stallone addressed the question of who would win in a fight, Rocky or Rambo. He wouldn't pick a winner, but he said, and I quote, "The final result is neither man will ever be the same." What came out first, Rocky or Rambo?
Rocky came out first.
Yes, that is correct. And number 5. Simon Leviev is being sued by the Real Diamond family that he pretends to be a part of. His scamming ways are featured on what Netflix documentary?
Tinder Swindler?
Yes.
Yes.
Woo! Oh, I'm sorry, Kate. He beat you 3-1 today. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Sorry, I can't beat Raven. This is Kate.
Well, thanks for playing, Kate. Hold on. We're going to get you that shirt.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,200 tomorrow, Anna.
It's a whole lot of cash. You want to play too? Sign up at annaandraven.com.